Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. We are now a week into the 2021 Kentucky General Assembly legislative session, and as expected, Republican lawmakers have wasted no time in crafting legislation that would have a profound effect on how the state's governor could navigate the Commonwealth through an emergency like the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor has also outlined his proposed spending plan for the coming year. Lots to talk about this week in Capital Chat, so joining me once again is Laura Cullen-Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So the governor has proposed his spending plan, and now what happens?
Governor Andy Beshear, Democrat, presented his budget plan Thursday evening as part of his State of the Commonwealth address. And now the budget goes to the state house. Budget bills have to start in the house, and they will take up that plan, and then it will move as any other bill over into the state senate. Of course, both those chambers are controlled by Republicans, and Senate President Stivers and House Speaker David Osborne both said after the governor's Thursday speech that the budget bill that they take up will not be the bill that ends up going into conference for negotiation and eventually will be passed. Both chambers of the legislature said they have been working with former House member Rocky Adkins on the budget negotiations. Adkins is, of course, a former leader in the House, and he's been part of budget negotiations for decades. And both Senator Stivers and Speaker Osborne said that Adkins is kind of bridging the branches there, but they still want to meet with the governor on this. It's kind of a top level folks want to meet together instead of having staff hash things out. So there's a little contention there as far as them saying that they want to see more of the governor in these negotiations.
And what's interesting here, too, is that they're busily working trying to find ways to whittle away some of his power. So, of course, that's going to be a contentious arrangement here.
Well, that's right. The bills that you mentioned are ones that would restrict the governor's power during the pandemic. And those will pass the legislature. There's no doubt about that. And then the governor likely will veto them. And they'll go back to the legislature, who will override the veto, of course. And so once you have that contention, we have to wonder how that would affect budget negotiations. Really, though, the legislature controls the budget here. And as we all know, too, budget documents are policy documents. The places where money is put to spend signal the priorities that officials have for public policy. So the Republicans are basically in control. They're negotiating with the governor's office. And Speaker Osborne said after the governor's speech, there were some things in there that they liked. But this will be a Republican budget.
And one aspect that is already being criticized by those folks is that it relies heavily on borrowed money from the federal government.
Senator Stivers did express concern over the federal deficit, which is a little interesting because state lawmakers have no effect whatsoever over the federal budget and its deficit spending. Of course, here in Kentucky, we're not allowed to have a deficit budget, so we can't do that here. But, you know, one-time spending money, you don't want to rely on it from a budgetary point of view, but it is good for things like the governor said as far as improving school buildings, rehabbing and updating some school buildings, using money for construction projects like that, that you want to take care of in the short term, but that when they're finished, they're paid for and done, not ongoing expenses, for example, like our portion of Medicaid.
Governor also wants a 1% pay raise for teachers.
Yes, he wants, and that would be an example of an ongoing commitment, financial commitment, that probably you would not want to use one-time money for. The governor's plan also includes no new taxes and no spending that relies on revenue measures. But he did mention three projects that could become revenue measures, and that is protecting historical horse racing, medical marijuana, and sports betting. And there's some contention with a little bit of that, too, because as we talked a few weeks ago, there's a rural-urban split in the legislature, and these bills that the governor, or these proposals that the governor has put forth, could see some of that fraction, right? There are pastors in the House, rural pastors in the House, for example, who may not be comfortable with the horse race, historical horse racing, and the sports betting, or the medical marijuana. But then you see urban Republicans like Jason Nemes in Louisville who backs medical marijuana. So it'll be interesting to see how that part of the budget, the governor's proposal, influences the Republicans in the General Assembly.
And Laura, the legislature has already adjusted their calendar a little bit. Talk about that.
They have. They were expected to adjourn temporarily on Friday, last Friday, the 8th. But then they extended the calendar until Wednesday, the day after tomorrow, ostensibly to get the bills curbing the governor's powers through the process at the outset of the session.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. Our guest today on Capital Chat has been Laura Cullen-Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.